Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
For this is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely bella notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find an enchantment to hear. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near.
Oh, this is the night. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show.
Oh, God. You know, I just spent the last 2 days cleansing my soul and filling myself with culture, and this is what I get greeted with.
Didn't you like that? I mean, I got tired of the other intro. I think this is appropriate for a food show, don't you?
I don't know, unless you want to be one of those stereotypical Italian-American people that make fun of Italian-Americans and get killed.
You're no fun. Well, Laurie will tell you why I'm playing that in a few minutes. Right now she's washing dishes and feeding the dogs, so she'll be here shortly. She's running behind schedule because we were, as usual, just scrambling around and said, oh, crap, the show starts in like 4 minutes. So she'll be here shortly. And it's funny, my neighbor asked me earlier, he goes, what do you got planned for the show tonight there, Grill? And I said, nothing. He goes, just winging it, right? So, yeah, we're just winging it as usual. But I figured before Laurie gets here, Brian, I see you've been at a Falcon Festival. So what have you been doing at the Falcon Festival?
Falcon. Yeah. No, I was at a folk festival.
A festival?
Cultural things, absorbing culture, something that you would probably never, ever know about.
Never.
Although I keep threatening to some year drag you down to Richmond and, you know, and get the two of you there.
Kicking.
Actually, you probably would have a good time. You know, they even had bluegrass music and country music, and they had everything. They had interesting food.
Yeah. Like what?
So.
Like what?
Well, you know, they had local vendors, local restaurants. They had food trucks. They, you know, they had a couple of people that, you know, you see show up at the state fairs and county fairs, and, you know, and those kind of people. We got ripped off on Saturday for falafel and gyros. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, they want people. It's an incredible festival. It's all free. You know, people donate, and you need a lot of corporate sponsorship, but it's free to come if you don't have the money to donate.
Yeah.
And the food vendors just gouge you. You know,
well,
$10 for hamburger?
At a Folk
well,
and
yeah,
Festival,
but, you know,
that's what they do. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what a Folk and Festival is all about. The vendors are there to charge you $14 for a beer and $12 for a hot dog. I mean, that's what Folk and Festival vendors do.
But
right?
It was great.
Oh,
it
okay,
was great.
Well, I did see
you know,
that.
I
my God, you speaking. Wait a minute. Speaking of posting to Facebook, good God, how many pictures did you post?
I actually didn't post that many because I was trying to post from my phone and I was having trouble with signal. And I took a lot of pictures. I haven't nearly posted anything, but I posted some videos. You know. One of them I actually, because I couldn't see the performers, it was so crowded, so I just decided to put the phone down so that you couldn't see, it was a black screen so that I could just record audio because I can't even figure out how to record audio on
my
phone.
I mean, every time I went to my, what do you call that page, the news feed, every time
yeah.
I went to the news feed today, there you were, 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 with your Vulcan
Festival. I just posted some pictures.
No, I'm kidding.
I saw one of the most incredible acts. You know, it's like I never saw the man live when he was alive, Sun Ra, but I got to see the group, the orchestra, and let me tell you, the planets are all in alignment now. It was just unbelievable.
Who was this again? I'm sorry, I missed it. Who did you say?
He's called Sun Ra. It's the Sun Ra Orchestra. You'll just have to look it up because
I'll
you know what?
To...
I'm tired of teaching you culture.
Yeah,
I'm just tired
really.
Of it. You need
I did
to
see
do a
some
little
guy,
research.
Well, I did see some guy in one of your photographs that was blowing on a baritone sax, which I thought was cool.
That's from the Sun Ra Orchestra. Yeah, they actually, as they were playing the last number, we saw them walk off the stage, and then we discovered they were coming down the center aisle. Just sort of, you know, half
actually,
the band
you know,
was
were,
on the stage, and half the band was just walking around.
You know what the funny part was? I thought that was you. The guy kind of looked like you that was playing the baritone sax. I used to play sax.
Yeah,
that's one reason I know it's the baritone sax. I used to play the baritone sax, actually, because when I was in high school, I was the biggest guy who played saxophone. So when you went to marching band, the guy who was the biggest guy had to carry the baritone sax. That thing weighs about 30 pounds, 40 pounds, maybe more, 50 pounds. Pretty heavy.
Yeah,
that.
Well, guess what? Well,
what?
Guess what? My tiny little wife plays the baritone sax.
Does
but don't
she
be
really?
So macho. So don't be so macho.
Yeah, but does she walk in a band 14 miles in a parade with it?
No, she's not dumb like you.
Oh, yeah, I had to carry that sucker through a parade, and then, you know, marching band, you know, you got to do those stupid things where you make letters, and our letters never looked right anyway, and I was carrying a damn baritone sax. So anyway, hey, Laurie's joining us. Hold on a second. Let's press her button. Hey, Laurie, are you finished with the dishes?
Well, I'm done with the dishes. Hello, Brian. How are you?
How are you, Laurie?
I've just been telling
the caveman there about you know needing to get the two of you down for some culture in Richmond.
I cannot wait.
It's like you know, this is like an incredible two and a half day event. Starts Friday night and goes through Sunday. And we just had unbelievable acts this year.
So I really don't have to worry about this till next October, right?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it till next October. We'll get you prepared.
We'll pencil it in.
Yeah. All right, Laurie's back. She's washed dishes. She fed the dogs. And Laurie, did you want to tell Brian anything?
Yes, I wanted to speak to Chef Gliano. Is Chef Gliano available?
That was the reason for the lead-in music, Brian, with Chef Gliano. You should have seen what I made for dinner tonight. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, I have
Chef
to
Chef
Boyardee
was
that?
Wait,
no,
did you say
no,
Chef
no.
Boyardee?
No,
it
wasn't Chef Boyardee. Laurie, tell him how good was it.
Oh,
well, I'm asking for Chef Liliano. He was laughing, right? He's cooking this dish. It's amazing to me. I'm in the kitchen. Now, look at someone who can't cook. I shouldn't say I can't cook. I can cook. I've been with the finest, chefs in the finest restaurants. I don't like to cook. I really don't. So I'm so thrilled that Brilliant likes to cook. So I'm in the kitchen. I'm kind of getting the plates out. I love to set the table. He's taking out my tomato juice, Parmesan cheese. I'm thinking, what the heck is he going to create now? He's making a meatballs with the turkey meatballs, right? What he whips up blew my mind, and I said, okay. I said, I'm going to start calling you Chef Gliadiano. And he was he goes, oh, I have a great song for the show now. He runs inside. I don't know what he's doing. He runs inside. He's prepping the show, and I'm doing dishes. So, yeah, that's why he came up with When the Moon
Is Well, Brian, let me tell you, I went to...
Does that mean that I have to listen to this music every week now?
No.
Just tonight. We went to... what's that called? Save-A-Lot. And they had 3-pound chubs. And I'm not a real chub guy. Well, I'm kind of chubby. But I don't like the chub meat. But they had Shady Brook turkey in a chub. And, you know, chubs are... It's something about the chubs, the texture, whatever. But anyway, it was on sale. So I bought some turkey chub, 3 pounds of ground turkey chub. And I thought, what can I do with this? So... Laurie and I actually, she helped me do this because we were in a hurry because the show was going to start in like less than an hour. So I took the turkey and we added we added mayo. We added, help me with this, Laurie.
Panko.
We added mayo, panko, breadcrumbs. We had jalapenos. We had...
gave it a nice zip. The jalapeno, which I have to say, we kind of switched sides here because he usually likes it more spicy. And I thought the jalapeno married really nice because he had fettuccine pasta with it. And I think it kind of, with the jalapeno and the fettuccine pasta, I thought it went really well. And he was saying, it's kind of spicy. I'm like, you know, it's really not. I thought it was really, he did like a fantastic job.
So I threw in the jalapenos, and we mixed it all up, and we threw in some garlic, and what else did we have in there? We had garlic pepper,
onion.
Black pepper, and onion, and we mixed them up, and she was making the meatballs, and I threw them in the oven, because there was no time to grill. We threw it in the oven, and then after it cooked for a little bit, we then threw the broiler on to make sure they were done, and threw in the ketchup and the tomato sauce and the mushroom and the onion sauce. And it turned out pretty well. So now my new name is Chef Grigliano. I want to be called that from now on.
Are you done now?
Yeah, I'm done.
Can I resume regular programming?
Yeah, you can resume regular programming. But it was
no,
good.
We
need to take a photograph of the leftovers. We ate the real stuff. The plating was actually pretty impressive too, but we had to hurry up, so I didn't have time to take a picture.
Yeah, it had a very Mama Leone look to it. But I have to say real quick, I have to plug our friends Mary and Dave Benjamin because Mary has a horse, and Grill, of course, was in, you know, he raised horses. He was in the horse business for many years, so she's been wanting to get him over to see the horse. So I said, come on over and pick him up, and you take him over and go feed the horse, and he gets to see your property. So they pull in, and I'm like, yeah, he'll be right out. He comes back and goes, I can't do it. I'm running real. I need your help. It's not going to work. The show's starting, and I need your help. So he couldn't go through the horse and take care of the horse and feed
the
horse and whatever.
The horse will be there next week, and they feed it every
day.
That's
what we said.
So I'll get
Wait
there.
A second. Wait a second.
They feed it every day, but you know what?
You were in the horse business?
You didn't know that?
You didn't know this.
And now you're just the horse.
He raised several breasts.
Blank?
Thoroughbred.
Here's what they say about the horse business, and it's the truth. You can make $1 million in the horse business, but it costs you $2 million, and that's the truth. It's a very risky endeavor, and I don't propose anybody go into the horse business to try to make money. I'm one to tell you, but anyway, that's a whole nother story. By the way, too, I wanted to mention too, we were number two. We got beat out by this new group in the food category that I won't say what I was thinking, but We made number two. The number one group was a new show that just started, and how do I say this nicely? They had a lot of listeners. I won't say that. Anyway, we were number two. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate everyone who listens to our show. And I don't
know
why you do.
It's a new show, and people are tuning in.
Yeah,
they want to tune
nice
in to hear it.
Anyway, mm-hmm. I didn't like it. I listened to it. It wasn't that good, but I think we're the best. So thank you, anybody, not anybody, everybody, just for listening. Anybody and everybody. Tell
this
your
week,
friends, tell
this
your
week
enemies.
We're number 13, just for
yeah,
that.
I don't know why people listen, but hey, they are. So whatever they do, we'll do it too. And thank you for listening to our show. And if you noticed our title of our show tonight, Everybody's Got to Eat, Even Some from the Dark Side. And the reason I picked that as a title for today's show, because I have a food news story that, Brian, you're going to love this. This cracks me up. But hold on, let me get it up here. But it's a study.
So wait, are you trying
done.
To say that you actually prepared for the show?
Well,
you have something that you found ahead of time.
Good one,
yes,
Brian.
Actually,
good one.
We're trying
to impress upon people the fact that
yeah.
we don't prepare and that everything is like off the cuff. And now you've just given it all away. Now forget 13. Now we're 20.
Now that's not true. We do always have some kind of food news. Now we're never prepared to talk about it because I actually haven't even read this, but I got the headline. The study finds that vegetarians secretly eat meat while drunk.
You know
what's so bizarre?
What?
I was going to send you the same story.
No kidding.
I don't even know if I saw it posted on Facebook or somewhere where I saw the story, and I'm like, oh, God, we should talk about this on the air.
That's
so
weird.
Of course,
where,
you know,
where did you find it?
We're
Brian?
The two-headed brain,
it?
You know.
Yeah.
You know. Well, at work
actually,
again.
Sun Bless Carol sent it to me. She says, oh, my God, is this a food story or what? And it is a food story because it cracks me up. And it is, you know, we always get picked on because we're always talking about the dark side and fast food and all the things you're not supposed to eat, all the GMO crap, et cetera, et cetera. And the study was done in the UK. It turns out that vegetarians are human too, believe it or not. They also do things they might later regret. A new study from the UK finds that 30% of vegetarians crave flesh during wild nights of partying, and 40% always eat while intoxicated. Always, it says. So all you have to do is give a vegetarian, 40% of the vegetarians, get them a few beers, they'll be eating burgers with you. I think this is so fantastic.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm going to take that a little further. I think
yeah.
that all of these people that get up on their soapbox about eating, you know, this and that and the non-GMO and the this and that, I bet you they're all closet junk food.
You know they are. You know they are. And that kind of spins over to, you know where I'm going with this. I posted a McDonald's post the other day because Laurie and I stopped over at McDonald's to try out their all-day breakfast. And by the way, what a ripoff. They are not giving you 100% of the menu at McDonald's for their all-day breakfast. They're being selective on what items they offer, and they did not have bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, and I was not very happy. And Laurie can tell you, I argue with the girl, but they did give me an egg McMuffin, and they gave me regular bacon instead of that stupid Canadian bacon, and it was buy one, get one free, so that wasn't so bad. But so I post that on Facebook, and of course, here they come, the folks who hate McDonald's, and they come full force saying that McDonald's is poison, and McDonald's food is not good for you, and grill, why do you go to McDonald's, and blah, 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 blah. And then, Brian, do you want to take it from there?
Well, you notice that I posted about a certain person who happens to like, you know, a company that makes snack cakes.
Yes.
So, I mean, okay, and what about all the people that were, like, you know, complaining, poison, poison, poison? You said, and you made a comment, and then you said, you know what? We at least got it out in the open last week that you found Cheerios under your the seat of your car, right?
Yeah.
I want to know what's under the seats of their cars, because I guarantee you it's probably junk food that they're hiding from everybody else.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's funny
studies,
because, like, you're right. Little Debbie, I'm sorry, go ahead. Little Debbie, you're right. People don't realize, okay, maybe I'm picking on McDonald's, but I ran out and got a, I got a Twinkie, or I got a Little Debbie, you know, or I got a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup candy, chocolate. You know, that's all. They don't, it's not just McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's whatever little things that you don't realize that you're eating that junk food. And I have
you
to
know
agree,
what?
I was
we,
one who would never
whatever
touch
we
myself.
Do, whatever we do, it's right there out in the open. We're not fooling anybody.
Well, these people are in the closet.
And
we
don't have to apologize
for
anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. And I never will. Here's what this is. What's so funny about this study that was done? The most popular drunken indulgences by vegetarians. You're gonna love this. What I thought was kind of weird. 39% of them have a indulgence on kebabs. Well, now, why would they want kebabs? That's the part I don't really get. What you know?
Well,
kebabs.
Lamb kebabs or eating lamb? I don't know.
Well, it doesn't say. It just says kebabs. 39%. Now, here's the other one. Beef burgers were 34%. Now, here's my favorite. 27% had indulgences for bacon. 19% for fried chicken. And 14% for pork sausage. I just think it's hilarious.
Well, but wait a second. This was done in the UK.
Yes.
They're probably more accustomed to eating kebabs because there's a big Indian community there.
Oh. Okay.
You know, so
shoot.
They're probably
Mr.
more accustomed to
Mr.
eating kebabs.
Encyclopedia.
So that you know that made the top rating, and probably I mean, how much bacon do the English eat?
Well, 69%.
I mean, if we did the survey amongst vegetarian drugs here, it probably would
have
been bacon number one.
Yeah, ask her why kebab. It must be. Maybe Brian's right. Maybe it's the Indian influence. 69% of those that were in this study will keep their diet secret. They wouldn't even tell the researchers.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. No, because, of course, Laurie, as the article says, they have to keep up their sanctimonious reputation.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to give you a true confession now. I've been secretly
Uh-oh.
Eating cricket.
Uh-oh.
You've been secretly what?
I've been secretly eating crickets. There. Okay.
Don't say anything so. Say it isn't so. The mustard.
Do you like your crickets on kebabs, or do you like them another way?
No. I like them with spicy mustard.
You
don't need spicy mustard. They are spicy mustard.
Okay. Now,
oh, Christ.
I got another story. I'm prepared, Brian, believe it or not. Since you're the wine czar, well, you used to be. I don't know what you are anymore, but have you
He's
ever
the czar
heard
of everything.
The czar of everything in his own mind. Have you ever heard of a wine called Vin Mariani?
What? Spell it.
It's a French wine. Vin, V-I-N, Mariani. I probably pronounced it wrong. M-A-R-I-A-N-I, Mariani.
Vin?
Mary, he's looking it up online. That's no fair. He's
I'm not looking it up. I'm not looking. Do you hear me typing?
No.
Brian
will be the first to say he didn't hear it or heard of it.
Well, you probably haven't heard about
it. I've never heard
this.
Of it.
This is really cool. You're going to like this. This is
I
a
lost the
spot.
Bet, though. Wait,
yeah, this
Brian,
did lose the bet.
We made a
bet.
I said Brian will know. He goes, he won't know it. I said he will know. Let's make a bet. I lost
Get
the bet.
I will look it up eventually because probably even with you spelling it, I can't figure out what the goddamn hell you're talking
well,
about.
It was back a long time ago. It was a very popular French tonic wine, and it was invented by all people. This amazed me by Thomas Edison, and it. infused.
So Thomas Edison invented something that's French. Okay.
We don't research this stuff. We just read it. It says Thomas Edison invented it, and it's infused wine with cocaine. That's what it is.
Gee, that sounds like fun. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking probably at the same Wikipedia.
I wouldn't touch a drug if you paid me.
Oh, it's something. It's something to do. It's probably made from the coca plant.
Well, I don't know what it's made from, but it's infused with, I guess, the coca plant, which is cocaine. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Here's another story. Back to the, I call them wing-wangs of the world, the people who are vegetarians and it's the non-GMO folks of the world. This story I love because I'm in the food packaging business. But a California city has ordered that restaurants use disposable plates and cups because of the water drought issue. And this is in Fort Bragg, California. You've heard of Fort Bragg before.
Mm-hmm.
But the order has come from the city that they must use this disposable plates and cups. And it just cracks me up because you don't know, you probably do know, the crap that I go through because I am a plastic packaging salesman. I'm like Satan when I go to any kind of party or what have you. People, I sell foam polystyrene trays, and you would think that I just butchered somebody's kid when I tell them that. But anyway, in California, they have gone away because of the water shortage. They're making them use disposable plastic cups and plates. So I think that's hilarious. It what goes around comes around. So maybe I'm the only one, the only person in the universe who thinks this is a great story. But how do you feel about that, Brian?
I don't know, but I'm going to call you out on this Thomas Edison thing.
Oh,
where did you get the idea that this stuff was invented by Thomas Edison?
Because I don't know. It's what it said on the internet.
I'm reading this now. Vin Mariani, French Mariani wine, was a tonic and patent medicine created about 1863 by Angelo Mariani, a French chemist.
He was Thomas Edison's French in-law.
French in-law. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's move on. It just proves why I call you a caveman. That's all.
You don't like my plastic cup and plate story, I guess, so I can skip that. Anyway. All right. I got another one.
It's all plastic. What can I say?
Oh, man, I just lost my story. Oh, here it is. Okay. This one's really cool. Portobello mushrooms may power your phone in the near future. Have you heard this?
No, do tell.
Do tell.
Well, it isn't happening.
I
want to
know how
yet.
Mushrooms will power my phone.
It's not happening just yet, but a new scientific paper shows that it's possible and perhaps even advantageous to make batteries out of organic biological materials that have the added benefit of being cheap, environmentally friendly, and easy to produce. And engineers at the University of California, of course, they're doing this in California, Riverside, report in the journal Scientific Reports that they've developed a new kind of lithium-ion battery that uses portobello mushrooms, which turn out to be so efficient because of the cells in the portobello mushrooms that they could even replace the industry standard, which is called synthetic graphite. So I've been investigating on how to grow portobello mushrooms as an investment. And actually, it's pretty easy to grow portobello mushrooms. Have you ever grown mushrooms before, Brian?
No, but I actually do want to because my wife has a colleague whose neighbor grows mushrooms and gave sent to the university a whole big basket of shiitake, fresh shiitake mushrooms that my wife wound up bringing some home, and it's just nothing like it. And I know that you need to do, like, dark, you know, places, dark places and stuff, which perfect for me. I'm like a dark man, so. And we have a nice shed.
Exactly. That was a lead-in, the dark side, because you got when you grow mushrooms, that's where exactly where I was headed. It's the dark side, and I think you and I should be investing in growing mushrooms, especially now that they can be used for batteries.
Well, you see, I have another idea for the power source with mushrooms. You know, if we fed magic mushrooms to hamsters and just let them go crazy, we can make all the power we want.
That's true. And by the way, if you want to investigate this, it's a true story that they are going to use portobello mushrooms possibly for batteries for your telephone, and it's actually more efficient, easy to do. There's a whole bunch of science here that I don't quite understand, so that's why I'm going to stop reading the article. But and it's very easy to grow portobello mushrooms. I was surprised. You can grow them in your backyard during the fall and winter, up till the, you know, the first freeze comes along, and you can also grow them inside. And very easy, as long as you get the spores, you can grow mushrooms like crazy. So I told Laurie I'm going to start growing mushrooms just in case it becomes a big business. You know, maybe, who knows? I think the price of mushrooms may be going up.
Possibly.
All right. That's all I have. And I don't. Actually, the Tex-Mex burger, speaking of dark side, and for those people maybe joining us for the first time.
Oh, yeah, you need to. That was an assignment. I gave you an assignment.
Yes, well, people who've never heard of us before, and if you're still listening after the first 30 minutes, the dark side is the fast food that Brian and I try out that comes out, the new stuff, and the new Tex-Mex burger at Hardee's. And I have to say, I'm pretty disappointed, it was good, but wasn't my favorite. I was kind of disappointed in the whole thing. It was, a typical burger, nothing special about it.
Nothing special, no.
Well, but it was all, for me, I just tasted everything. It wasn't a million things on top of each other. No, it's not the El Diablo burger. And, in fact, I've heard other people, talking about, the El Diablo burger, it's not here anymore. But it's a lot better than the last few things that Hardee's has had. Because it's just, it's fine. It's, since the El Diablo burger, that all-American thing with the hot dog on it, it was okay. But if you didn't eat it within the first 3 seconds, the potato chips were all soggy, so it just didn't matter.
Yes, it was overpowered by the hot dogs. And Laurie tasted the Tex-Mex burger, and she wasn't impressed with it either.
I love the El Diablo. Oh, my gosh.
That is the best. I don't know why they got rid of that.
But I still give Hardee's all the credit in the world for coming up with something new all the time, whereas the other places are just stagnating. And, look at all that excitement you got over McDonald's and, that build your own burger thing and the breakfast and how you were let down by McDonald's. I just didn't think it would happen with McDonald's.
Well, the build your own burger thing, I still think that if they continue with that whole idea that's going to turn McDonald's around, I was impressed with that, but I agree with you. I don't see how they're going to implement that whole thing because everybody's going to want their own burger, and how do you do that? But it was a cool concept.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – speaking of dark side, and this was a real mistake. It's called – we went – last night we were supposed to go to a Chinese restaurant, and then it was a 30-minute wait, and I was, hungry. I got back in the car. We drove in my – wife's telling me, let's go to this place called Chewy's. And I'm like, Chewy's? I don't know what Chewy's is. And I'm thinking she was talking about the other overpriced Chinese place that went to once and thought it was overpriced. And as I drive past the Chewy's, she's like, there's the Chewy's. And I'm like, Oh, I didn't realize that. So remember when we had those guys on that had the pizza thing that the, you know, build your own pizza and it's all assembly line?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
They have. Now I'm sure that the people that we had on the show were doing fresh dough and all this stuff. They have a place in Richmond called Pie Five. I think it's called Pie Five. Anyway, it
like
was the same concept.
Yeah,
which I don't like either.
Me either.
And, you know, you get in line and you pick your crust that you want and then tell them what toppings you want and you just move along the line. And by the time you get to the cash register, you know, your pizza's up. So we went there.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. I thought you were going to Chewy's.
No, we've been to Chewy's. And actually, Chewy's is good. It's Mexican. It's a Mexican.
Chewy's?
It's like a franchise Mexican place. No,
wait,
no.
Wait a minute, I drove past it. You were going for Chinese. Is Chewy's Chinese, Mexican, or Italian?
No. That's how I was confused last night. Because I had in my brain that we were going for Chinese food. One place was closed, and then she's just like, okay, let's go to this place. And I'm thinking it's this other Chinese place that we went to, and it wasn't.
So Chewy's is a pizza place.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So Chewy's, wait a minute, Chewy's isn't Chinese. Chewy's is Mexican, but you ended up getting pizza.
We ended up getting pizza. Yeah, it's like making a left-hand turn, heading west, and winding up on the East Coast, you know.
Okay.
It's one of those. But the pizza, this place was terrible because it's a franchise place, and they probably bring all the dough in. No dough is made fresh, and it just looked like it. They served the salads in these bowls that looked like flour tortillas that were sort of fried. It was terrible. But tonight we went for Vietnamese food, so I was very happy.
So you've covered like every nationality in the last 24 hours.
Hey, it's the folk festival weekend. You know, you got to cover all the bases.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Oh, okay. All right. You lost me on that story. Wow, you went all over the world and back. Okay. Did we talk about Keurig and their Coke pod?
What?
Keurig? I have a Keurig.
Yeah, okay. Have you heard about their new Coke pod?
Coke pod?
Yeah, this is so stupid.
They make Coca-Cola?
This is so dumb. I think it's dumb. Okay, you've got one of those machines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You love it.
All right,
you love it for coffee.
You love it for coffee.
I
don't really love it either.
I don't really care for them either.
But anyway, I guess if you're in a hurry and you want one cup of coffee, you can do it. But
well, you can't put the Walmart dollar for a pound can of coffee in the Keurig. So naturally, you're not gonna like it.
No. I love my Folgers. Love my
percolator.
Oh,
God, please, Folgers. Oh, no.
I love Folgers.
Don't serve me coffee when I come to your house.
Ryan, there's nothing like percolated coffees. And everyone who comes to our house, and Brilliant will tell you, all our neighbors who have our coffee said, oh, my God, the coffee's unbelievable. And it's percolated. I love it.
Oh,
I will not
can't stand Folgers coffee.
No.
All right, let me get back to this Keurig
thing. All right, note to
self.
I've heard so many things that I'm not supposed to do or eat in your place. So let's add coffee to it.
All right, Brian. First of all, your Keurig machine will not work for these new Coke pods. You have to go out and buy what's called a Keurig Cold, K-O-L-D. That's how they spell it, for $369.99. But Coca-Cola has gotten together with Keurig, and they're going to have Coke pods. I think this is so stupid. It costs you a dollar to make a cup of Coke that you got to put why couldn't you use your machine that you use for your coffee anyway and just put ice in it? Well, first of all, I don't understand. But why would you spend a dollar for a Coke on your Keurig machine?
I wouldn't. I mean, there's a thing called the SodaStream.
I wouldn't.
There's a thing called the SodaStream that you can buy the machine and buy the syrups. And,
yeah.
You know, they claim that you can make soda for pennies with the SodaStream. So why do we need
Coca-Cola, this is amazing to me. Coca-Cola has invested into 17% stake in Keurig for this whole new Keurig Coke pods. It's going to be the next big thing. And maybe it probably will be, because I'm an idiot and don't understand anything in this world anymore. But I don't get it. Why would you want a Coke pod when you can go get one of those big giant liter bottles for what, 69 cents?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, and by the way.
Story. Yes.
By the way, my mother used to make percolator coffee, and I hated it. So it's not just you.
Did you really?
I like French press or.
I don't like French press. My friend from Massachusetts, who I love dearly, always made French press. I don't like French press.
I think it's just a preference. What is
that? You got the clear thing, and you put the grinds in it, and you push it down, and it presses the coffee.
The coffee steeps.
Oh,
the coffee steeps.
Well, Laurie
anyway,
makes the best perk
to
coffee.
To each his own.
I'm telling you, she could put a sock filled with coffee grind, a coffee bean from, and make perfect coffee from that little coffee pot she has. What's it called? A Farberware?
I had Farberware. Now we have a Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton.
Hamilton Beach. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they even make percolators anymore.
Oh, you don't see it. They got a whole set. At Walmart, they have a whole section of percolator coffee pots.
They do. They really do. And this one keeps it hot the whole time. Oh, my God, I just love it.
Oh, wait, is it electric?
Mm-hmm.
Is it electric?
It's electric.
Well, how else would it be?
Oh, okay. No, see, my mother has an old
percolator. No, it's not the stove. It's not the old stove.
The coffee was always overcooked.
Brian, we don't burn wood, and it's not like a steam engine here.
Right.
It's actually electricity,
right.
And you plug into the wall.
No, but I'm saying most of the percolators I'm aware of would go on a stove. I didn't know you had an electric percolator.
It's an electric one, and it's got
the
glass top.
There you go.
And you get to watch the coffee perk through it, and it's just delicious. And everyone who comes to my home and has my coffee ever with my percolated coffee says, Lori makes the best coffee. I'm like, it's the percolator.
And she does. And we've got only 70 seconds left in the show. So,
oh
Brian,
my goodness.
Would you like to, I know. Would you like to add anything, Brian, before we go?
I have nothing more to say.
Lori, would you like to add anything?
My line. I do want to add something. I think by next weekend I will have my books promoted on Facebook.
Yes, you will. It's coming,
folks.
They have
been shipped out.
Happy
and
day.
They are on their way. FedEx.
Unbelievable. They're finally on their way. I guess next week.
2 years in the making.
Yep, the website will be launching, and myhappybooks.com is the website. And everybody check it out. And thank you again for listening to our show. I'm almost out of time. I got 30 seconds, and I'm trying to get to the closing song here. Keep listening. We'll keep doing this crazy show about food and what have you and the dark side. And thank you, Laurie. Thank you, Brian. And let's go get number one this week. This is going to be a number one show, I can tell. All right, everybody, have a nice week. The lady's going to cut off me here in a second, and I can't get the music to play. So would you guys like to sing? Because I can't get the music to play.
No. You don't want me to sing.
Oh. But I won't be happy till
there
I
you
make
go.
You happy too.
She's gonna do it.
That's really worth living. Well, cheers.
Cheers. See you guys. My music's not working. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye bye.
Another day with me, baby. I'm begging you, please. Now, baby, don't go, don't walk away. Just give me a chance to try to change your mind, baby. Just one more time. 'Cause I love you, I need you. Won't give you all the things that I used to. Let me hold you and look into your eyes. With no excuses or reasons, there's no one in the world but me and you. And yes, I do care enough to put up a fight. So baby, don't go, don't walk away. Your love is worth than everything I know, and baby, I just can't let you go. Don't walk away, baby.